The gist. The ME/CFS field is just too productive for a person with ME/CFS facing all sorts of extra challenges right now to cover. And you can see an update at the top of the blog about what I mean. So I threw out the last 10 or so ME/CFS studies together and asked ChatGPT to see if general themes popped out. If you're not an AI engine fan, just pass this thought experiment by. Because the studies covered everything from large-scale multi-omics analysis to brain imaging, genetics, cerebrospinal fluid, and extracellular vesicles, etc. Asking whether the same general themes emerged was quite a lot to ask. In fact, I thought the answer would be no. The answer was yes. In fact, ChatGPT thought that the great majority of the study results were strongly convergent. Two major themes popped out. Instead of being characterized by inflammation, the main immune problem in ME/CFS was immune remodeling, or altered immune networking, a more complex issue to resolve. The other major theme involved blood and blood vessel issues. Despite the fact that no blood vessel studies were included, virtually every compartment that was assessed, whether it was in the brain, blood, or spinal fluid, showed evidence of blood and blood vessel problems. A recent complement study by the CDC provided a possible connection to the immune system and the blood. Complement activation, it turns out, can not only activate mast cells but also damage blood vessels. One might have thought that the most isolated organ in the body, the brain, might be different. But no. Recent brain studies that found evidence of widespread neuroinflammation, complement activation, and blood vessel problems suggest that the same process affecting the body may also be affecting the brain. Other prominent themes include a failure to respond to stress and dysfunctional networks. Note that while it's good to see common themes emerge, these are all downstream effects. What we really want to know is what's happened in the headwaters to start off all these diseases. ChatGPT proposed three possibilities, two of which were quite linked. One involved a self-reinforcing loop in the brainstem that whacked the autonomic nervous system, producing blood vessel and immune irregularities. Another loop began with the immune system and dysregulated the blood vessels across the body. The last one involved a body-wide breakdown of metabolism, inhibiting energy production across all systems. How to get to the source of these mysterious diseases? One magnificent multi-exertion stressor study that involved exercise, tilt, and cognitive stressors, and which employed many assessments to determine which system goes out first, causing all other systems to fail. Once that is determined, attempts are made to turn off the systems at the source. Support Health Rising and keep the information flowing. At this point in the text version of the gist, you'll see a link where you can choose to give one time or set up a monthly donation. Thanks for listening.